brothers and sisters, Dimitri Lascaris.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you all here today, to be back before our friends and colleagues and brothers and sisters in really what is fundamentally a movement for human rights more than anything else. The Palestinian cause is just one element of a larger struggle for human rights in this world, and we all have a lot of work to do, and I so appreciate that all of you have come out here today to support the cause of human rights. It may not have been mentioned, but I'm not just a lawyer, I'm actually the lawyer for the organizers of the Al-Quds rally, and in that capacity, I've had the opportunity today to interact with city officials and police officers, and I want to commend them on their professionalism and their respect for the constitutional rights of each and every person who is here today. Thank you to the Toronto Police and city staff for doing your job. In November 2017, Toronto City Councillor James Pasternak announced that he was seeking a, quote, legal framework to make sure that Toronto, quote, is not enabling hate rallies and racist marches by either neo-Nazis, white supremacists, or Al-Quds Day supporters. By making that statement, Councillor Pasternak was throwing all of the people here today, all of you, including our brothers and sisters from the Jewish community, in the same category as neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Since then, Mr. Pasternak, with the assistance of Mayor John Tory, the rather enthusiastic assistance of Mayor John Tory, has been relentless in his efforts to stop us from exercising our constitutional right to demand justice for the Palestinian people. In 2017, Pasternak and Tory requested guidance from city staff about how to put a stop to this rally. After months of careful consideration by the lawyers and other professionals who taxpayers pay to do their job on behalf of the city of Toronto, they came back with a report. And the report was that the hate policies, the anti-hate policies of the city of Toronto are sufficiently robust, and they must respect the constitutional rights of Canadians. But Pasternak and Tory were not satisfied with the advice that they had requested from their own city employees. They went back and demanded yet again that they start from zero, from a blank slate, and reconsider the issue of how to put a stop to these rallies. Weeks later, city staff gave them the same answer. The city's anti-hate policies are sufficiently robust, and they must comply with the constitutional rights of Canadians. What did Pasternak and Tory do? They ignored the advice that they had sought twice at taxpayer expense, and sponsored and brought forward and had adopted two resolutions which were clearly designed to put a stop to this rally. Throughout this time, the efforts of Mr. Pasternak and Mr. Tory were enthusiastically supported by the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs in B'nai B'rith Canada. Those organizations repeatedly published articles and statements containing grotesque falsehoods about the people who participate in these rallies. Their representatives repeatedly showed up at City Hall to make false claims about the Al-Quds Day rallies. Their representatives wrote op-eds, particularly in the Islamophobic far-right Toronto Sun, one of whose reporters, Sue Ann Levy, is here today. They even persuaded the newly elected Premier of Ontario, Thug Ford, to try to stop us. Within days of his election, it was almost the first thing that Ford did. Ford publicly declared that his government, quote, will take action to ensure that events like Al-Quds Day, which calls for the killing of an entire civilian population in Israel, are no longer part of the landscape in Ontario. Of course, the Al-Quds Day has never called, no rally conducted here on city property has ever called for the eradication of an entire civilian population. Never. Weeks ago, Ford tried to deliver on this shameless promise. His government adopted a law that was designed to empower the Speaker of Ontario's legislature to stop quote-unquote hate rallies from occurring at Queen's Park. Who is the Speaker of Ontario's legislature? The Speaker is Conservative MPP Ted Arnott. In 2016, Arnott voted in favor of a resolution in the Ontario legislature condemning the peaceful anti-racist BDS movement. In 2010, Arnott also supported a resolution condemning the term Israeli Apartheid Week, even though the evidence, as Richard Falk, an international jurist who is from the Jewish community, has opined, of apartheid is overwhelming. Those are his words. Overwhelming evidence of apartheid. Ted Arnott, the man who's being entrusted with decisions about what does and does not constitute hate speech, condemned the use of Israeli Apartheid Week as a term. What planet does this man live on? This, in fact, is what all these characters, Doug Ford, James Pasternak, and John Tory, have in common. They are fanatical supporters of an apartheid regime. In their minds, Israel is entitled to be a human rights-free zone. Israel can do whatever it wants, commit any crime, inflict any injustice and form of oppression on the Palestinian people, no matter how heinous, and yet Israel will continue to receive their unqualified, enthusiastic, and lavish support and praise. A few weeks ago, John Tory even called Israel, and with a straight face no less, a beacon of respect for democracy and human rights. Throughout all of this absurd theater, the greatest absurdity of all was that Tory and Pasternak took advice from what constitutes hate speech from the true purveyors of hate, the Jewish Defense League, which is standing right on the opposite side of that street. The FBI has categorized the JDL as a violent extremist Jewish organization. Recently, a member of JDL Canada was charged with a hate crime in connection with the savage mob beating of an elderly Palestinian man in Washington, D.C. A second supporter of the JDL was criminally charged in connection with that same beating a few months later. On May 6, 2017, JDL members assaulted an employee of Canadian Journalists for Free Expression at a rally one block from here at Nathan Phillips Square. Max Bochnik, a member of JDL, was later charged with assault by the Toronto police. And worst of all, Mayor Weinstein, who's standing across that street, stated, "I will always be a loyal disciple of Rabbi Meir Kahane." This is the co-founder of the Jewish Defense League. Before his death, he was convicted in the United States of terrorism-related crimes. Kach, an Israeli political party that he co-founded, was banned in Israel in the apartheid regime. Imagine how racist you have to be banned for your racism in the apartheid regime. His party was banned for being racist and anti-democratic, and Mayor Weinstein has stated publicly that he will devote himself and always be a loyal disciple to that man. In contrast to the JDL's sordid, appalling record of hate and violence, not one participant in an Al-Quds Day Toronto rally has ever been charged, let alone convicted, with a criminal offense. Not one person, not one time. In fact, after receiving a complaint from these shameless supporters of the apartheid regime, the Toronto police looked very carefully, multiple police officers and a superintendent, at statements that had been made at the 2017 rally and that were the subject of that complaint, and concluded that no hate crime had been committed. And yet we're to believe that the purveyors of hate are on this side of the street and that the champions of human rights are over there.
The opposite is true.
If the man agrees with you, you gotta be right?
Well, brothers and sisters out there, all of this, what is very clear, what is made absolutely undeniably clear from your presence here today, is that all of these shameless politicians have failed. John Tory and James Pasternak, you have failed. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs of the Neighborhood Canada, you have failed. The Toronto Sun and Sue Ann Levy, you have failed. We are here, we are still standing, we will not be silenced, and we will continue to speak out until the Palestinian people have justice once and for all. Thank you.
Free, free Palestine!
Free